Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Yount moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Schroeder for a passed ball. Boggs moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McClure. Evans moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Gantner moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons is hit by the pitch. Yount moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. Yount moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning is walked intentionally. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Rice reaches second base with a double. Remy goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Brewers. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Simmons hits a line drive towards the mound. Eckersley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Brewers. Mark Clear now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder is hit by the pitch. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to third. Gantner moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Cooper is walked intentionally. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Gantner scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 8-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Manning reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 9-1, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing right field. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's 10-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nichols. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. It's 11-1, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons is hit by the pitch. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Manning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marshall Edwards now playing center field. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoffman scores. Remy moves to third. Boggs moves to second. It's 11-2, Brewers. Tom Tellman now pitching. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy scores. Boggs scores. Rice moves to second. It's 11-4, Brewers. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Armas moves to second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nichols is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Gary Allenson. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Rice scores. Armas moves to third. Stapleton moves to second. It's 11-5, Brewers. Marty Barrett pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Jurek now playing shortstop. Jeff Newman now catching. Luis Aponte now pitching. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Newman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Newman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schroeder strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Remy moves to third. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got four RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch twice. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Aponte covering, for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to third. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.